Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Tyke. Since November, Lake Effect and the WUWM News Department have reported frequently on the subject of black male incarceration. Wisconsin imprisons a greater percentage of African-American males than any other state by far. We've examined the reasons for the numbers, their impact, and potential solutions. Now we're launching the final component in our reporting. It's a web-based project which launches today on Tumblr. It's called I Am More Than My Record, and it collects the stories of former inmates. I'm joined by the team that put together the Tumblr page, Lake Effect producer Stephanie Lecce, WUWM web specialist Michelle Matanowski, and news reporter Annalise Hensel. They're here to talk about what the project consists of and how it came about. Nice to see you all.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.
What is the conceit of this project? What point are you hoping to make with this part of the Project Milwaukee?
We wanted to tell stories on the web that were not necessarily represented as deeply in our on-air pieces as we wanted them to be. And that was the stories of former inmates and their family members, in particular, the struggles that they face when they come out of prison, because there are so many thousands of people that are living in the community who have served time. One thing that many of the men in that situation told us was that their record haunts them and that people see them as an inmate or see them as a felon and don't see them as anything else. So we thought that it would provide a service to the men and the community to provide a more rounded picture of who the men are, to ask them how they identify themselves.
And is there something to the idea that it's the men themselves that are telling the story as opposed to one of us telling their story?
I think so. I think that to hear something straight from the mouth of a person when you say, how do you identify yourself? I think you can get some really powerful answers. And we tried to limit the men to just a few words so we could zero in on the key descriptors that they use when they think of who they are other than their record.
Michelle, how did the project work? What did the participants have to do to be a part of it?
Well, we went out to a couple different community events with the sentence, I am more than my record, I am. And then we had a dry erase board and we had them just jot down a couple words that they would like to use to describe themselves, and then recorded short interviews, having them explain what they did to go behind bars and then how they would like people to see them.
Well, and Stephanie, what did you hear from the men? How did they self-identify?
The most common responses were things like father, grandfather, husband, really identifying themselves with their families and also with their communities. These men wanted people to know that they were still active in their communities. They were youth pastors. They were ministers, volunteers. I think they really emphasized the fact that I may have done this wrong, but now I'm back in the community and I'm really trying to make a difference. I'm trying to prevent other young men from going down the path I did, trying to prevent my own sons or daughters from going down the path I did. And that was really interesting to hear because it's not something that's usually part of the narrative of post-incarceration life.
What about for you, Annalise? What was the kind of thing that surprised you the most about what the men said?
One thing that really hit me was a sense of gratitude that, as Stephanie said, men did talk about their records and admit to wrongdoing in the past, but they were very grateful and many people invoked the Lord and their religious beliefs and said that that their religion helped them turn their lives around. Another thing I found really striking was the wife of an inmate who we spoke with. She, although our project primarily is talking to men about how they identify themselves, a woman approached us and said, I'd like to identify my husband and talk about him. And she described him very emotionally and in a very heartfelt manner as the love of her life, and talked about how they had known each other for decades. He's been incarcerated for 18 years, and they knew each other for a long period before that time. And she talked about how he has tried to stay active in his children's lives from behind bars by recording songs and recording stories and things for them to listen to back at home. And we know that there are people who have loved ones in prison, but to hear somebody talk about an inmate as someone who's the love of her life was just very, very powerful, and I found it to be very unexpected.
Another thing that the men often said repeatedly was, I'm a person, I'm a person. And we had several people say that, and it was just an interesting call, I would guess, from them asking to be seen by their humanity over their records, which is kind of the genesis of the project.
What is the next step for this project? How can other people submit to be a part of it?
So now we are officially launching it at morethanmyrecord.tumblr.com, where people can see photos and audio clips of men who participated in the project. And then we're also looking for people to submit their own stories. So we have a form on that Tumblr page and also on our website for people to share their story with us in their photo.
Before we go on to the next part, let me say, first of all, Michelle, Stephanie, Annalise, thanks so much.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thanks.
And Stephanie, what are we going to hear next?
This is just a little montage of some of the voices that we collected, and you'll hear some of the examples that we talked about here.
Well, great. Let's hear it.
I'm a father, a grandfather, a mentor, a productive member of society.
I'm a man of God, and I'm a husband.
I'm a helper. I'm also a member of a church, and I'm a paralegal student.
He's my husband. He's my support system, my best friend. He's a father to our children, and he's just the love of my life.
I am a productive citizen because I try to help within the community. Regardless of where I come from or what I have done in my past, I choose to do different. I choose to help more than any type of hurt.
I'm an artist. I have a bachelor's degree in visual communications. And I am a founder of a prison ministry called the Table of the Saints.
I am a father, not a monster. I am a husband to my wife. I am a son to my mother. And I am somebody within the community that helps support the community opposed to what my record would show. And I'm just more than that. I'm more than what meets the eye.
People need to know that just because I've been incarcerated, that I'm still a person, and I still could be a productive member of society. However, it's kind of hard to do it on my own. So I do need people that's been a productive member of society to give me a helping hand so I could pass on that.
My girlfriend was there, and my pastor and my church, because I was on house arrest for 7 months. And, you know, it was like prepared me for why I was going back to a familiar place. So they was all behind me, pushing me and encouraging me. And I came home, and I just knew I had to get a job. I knew I had to do something different. So when I came home, I got a job at McDonald's, the place that don't nobody want to work at. But it taught me people skills.
People need to know that you can move beyond what I've done. What I did in 2004 is not who I am today in 2014.
You know, we have children that have had to grow up without his presence, but he takes the time to record book readings for them, and, you know, then he records songs, he sings to them, and he cuts out coupons and mail them home. I mean, everything that he does to help fill the void of him not being there.
Two of my sons right now are incarcerated, following the footsteps of me being a bad leader. And it kind of haunts me because I really regret that I really was a bad example, but I'm really blessed to be a better example to this day because I really had to look at myself and understand myself that, okay, this ain't where it's at. And it's a better way to go than what I was doing. It's a better way to think than how I was thinking.
You know, I love people, I love my life, and I just know that change is there. So I know if I continue to keep doing what I'm doing today, I'm going to at least change one person's life today.
The voices of people from the web component of our Project Milwaukee series, Carl Fuller, William Briggs, Charles Hampton, Troy Hawkins, Stanley Triblett, John Darrell Smith, Beverly Walker, and William Harrell. The web component of the Project Milwaukee series is now live, and you can find it at morethanmyrecord.tumblr.com, or you'll find a link from WUWM.com. Another short break now, and then we'll catch up with pioneering rock drummer Ginger Baker, who at 74 has returned to his jazz roots. This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio.